From Everbank Field in Jacksonville, this is Jaguars.com Live. A weekly look inside the Jacksonville Jaguars organization. Jaguars.com Live starts right now.
A live look at the south end zone at Everbank Field. And inside, it's Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank. Welcome into the HannityAutos.com studio at Everbank Field. J.P. Shadrick with you. Plenty to get to today on Jaguars.com Live. A Senior Bowl recap. A little bit of a Super Bowl preview as well. We'll hear from Jags Director of College Scouting, Mark Ellens, as well. He's in studio with us. And Bleacher Report, NFL Draft, and NFL lead writer Matt Miller is out in the Bay Area. We'll catch up with him, get his thoughts on the Senior Bowl and what's going on ahead of Super Bowl 50. We welcome in our guest today. First off, John Osier.
Yeah, you can welcome in Mark.
And Mark Ellens, the Jaguars Director of College Scouting. Good to see you. Thanks for coming on, man.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
This is your time of year, right? You love this stuff.
Yep.
The pre-draft process is underway. But first off, how's the new gig? You were Eastern Region Scout, now Director of College Scouting. Are you settled in yet?
Yeah, for the most part. The first couple days, kind of to get my bearings, because it was right in the middle of the staff split going out to the NFLPA All-Star Game in the East-West, and then the following week was the Senior Bowl. So it was just a matter of kind of getting my bearings and getting everybody set, ready to go, and make sure they had everything that they needed to get done.
Now, do you have catching up to do on guys because of the switch, or are you aware of the draft class enough where it's not a I guess where you're not catching up, so to speak.
Right. Well, yeah, I'm doing a little bit of catch up just with the transition stuff, more from, because there was like some administrative things I had to do. And then the majority of the players I saw were in the eastern part of the country. But as the process has gone the last couple of years here, I end up seeing kind of the whole countryside as well.
Gotcha.
As the director, though, the administrative stuff comes back into play, right? You didn't have to do that for a long time.
Not as much, yeah.
You started out with the Colts as a scouting assistant, had a lot of the paperwork duties behind the scenes. So that kind of goes back to that, right?
Yep. This is a little bit more, you know, important or challenging, but, you know, it's kind of, you're used to kind of getting back in the flow of things and just trying to organize and keep people on pace.
Tell me about the lifestyle change, because scout, you're on the road. You're not in the building as much. And now this will be a different sort of gig. I assume not quite on the road as much, or am I wrong about that?
No, I think, going out in the fall, it will be very similar.
Okay.
I'll probably be a little bit more in the office throughout the year.
Right.
But like in terms of going out for a couple weeks, like I would prior, maybe it's week-to-week basis. Get back in the office once or twice, and then just to make sure everything's going right.
Mark Ellens is with us, Jaguars Director of College Scouting. Senior Bowl is done, of course, in the past couple of years. The Jaguars have had success in the signings out of the Senior Bowl, the coaching staff working those weeks. Of course, in 14, a handful of draft picks. Last year, a draft pick and the cornerback Nick Marshall signed out of the Senior Bowl. So no pressure this year, right? They're coaching again. You got to go get some guys out of the Senior Bowl, right? And that's a good thing to have that kind of access, right?
Yeah, it's really good. Obviously, we've done it for 3 years, but I think it's really good for the coaches as well, because, you know, they get their hands on the players. They, get to see how they act on the field, how they act in the meeting rooms, just to interact with them, to get to know them better, find out some more character stuff. Are they coachable guys? Are they Jaguar fits? And then for the scouts, you know, we get to evaluate them on the field going against basically the top competition in the country. And then also we get a chance to sit down and interview them and get to know them better.
When you look at this draft class, we won't ask you about the specific guys because we know you're not there yet. But is it a strong draft class, and is it strong in positions that you want them to be strong for this team?
Yeah, I think there's a good strength in the defensive line throughout the various defensive line positions. That kind of showed up actually in the Senior Bowl. There's a lot of good defensive linemen there. There'll be a plethora of wide receivers again. Defensive back is pretty good as well. And then the quarterback situation is there are a handful of seniors, but they're mostly a couple of underclassmen guys.
The schedule around the Senior Bowl, though, with all these interviews going on, there's guys talking to players in the lobby some nights. You have an official room as well. You get the coaches. But I know Dave Caldwell's talked about this in the past, how the personnel staff and the scouts and the coaching staff work together. And that's mm-hmm. a year-round thing, and certainly sure. that's the case right now.
Right.
Has to be.
Mm-hmm.
And how does that work? And that doesn't happen everywhere, right? Or does it?
No. Here it's just really good because the two staffs get along really well. Everybody's on the same page, and we're all trying to find the best player that fit what we do to be successful on the field. And then, you know, we'll go over the stuff together with them, what they got from the Senior Bowl, then get the information that they collect from the combine, and then they'll also start watching the college players as well, and they'll give us their feedback.
Talk about the importance of that, because you and I were in Indy at the same time, and I always heard there that the communication between Tony Dungy and Bill Polian in terms of what was needed on the field and in terms of what you guys were looking for was off the charts good. And I heard the same thing about here. How important is that to a scout to have the communication from the staff exactly what's needed at each position and to be able to enunciate that clearly, I guess?
Right. It just helps us identify what we're looking for, you know, the various traits, physical traits, but also their intangibles. Mm-hmm. And it just keeps everybody focused on what needs to be done.
Mark Allens is with us, the Jaguars Director of College Scouting. A few standout players from the Senior Bowl week in Mobile. Braxton Miller turned some heads, the wide receiver from Ohio State with a great speed. Dak Prescott was the most outstanding player in the game. Jerron Reed, the big run stopper on the defensive line. Carson Wentz, the quarterback from North Dakota State. Those are guys that really turned some heads all around the league, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most definitely. I think those are just some of the guys that kind of jump out to me as well. Carson Wentz, I think, answered some questions just coming from North Dakota State. He's got all the measurables you want. He actually has some similar characteristics to Blake in that regard. And then just for him to kind of play against the competition he faced and show out well, did well for him. And then Prescott, like you said, was the MVP of the game. Dual threat quarterback, can make plays with his arm and his legs. The interesting thing for him was he was coming more from spread offense that was always in the gun, and here he was more of a pro style offense, had to operate from under center and the gun, but also just, you know, call the plays in the huddle. So I thought he improved throughout the week that aspect.
Braxton Miller is an interesting subject here because mm-hmm. he changes from quarterback to so many quarterbacks in Columbus and has the athleticism to change positions and play very well there last year and then come into a showcase like this and prove that it wasn't a fluke, right? That's important for him.
Yeah, he really stood out just in terms of he's just a natural athlete. He's really sudden, explosive, fast, and he was really competing well and challenging the DBs there. He jumped out in that aspect.
Who's, in terms of your career and being here, this is obviously a big opportunity for you. Who are some of your biggest influences? We talked a little bit for the break, so I think I know, but tell people sort of who has influenced you and why you're here.
The guys that really influenced me were Bill Polian mm-hmm. and Dom Anili, who actually hired me. He was kind of Bill's right-hand man in Indy all those years. Dom was probably one of the best teachers,
right.
coaches that I ever had in terms of just teaching you how the scouting ropes and how to be attention to detail and just focus in on what you got to do.
And I know their philosophy was always, as much as possible during the process, take gut feel out of it. It was always intangibles. We want to know. Is that sort of your approach as well, that you try to look at the stats without emotion first, or the measurables without emotion first?
In terms of the player evaluation?
Yeah.
I think Bill always said trust your eyes.
Okay.
So it's what you're seeing on the field, watching film. That'll kind of point you in the direction of where you're going, and to have a strong opinion. And don't be afraid to express that opinion. You won't always be right, but stick with what you strongly feel.
Next, he's never right.
That's right. Strong
right
opinions.
Right.
But next big event, NFL Scouting Combine. I know your preparations are well underway, and the process there is very interesting too. You get each team gets 60 interviews mm-hmm. from all the players there. You have to pick 60 guys.
Right.
And you're in the process of picking those guys right now.
Correct, right now. That's what Dave and I were going over the other day.
So you got to pick those and have them in by a certain time. And it is a whirlwind there because you're out on the field, you're looking at players, you have the interviews all week long. Do you like that process, the scouting combine and all that
yeah.
comes with it?
The whole process is, I like it just because it's football. So, and it's good there, too, because again, you're evaluating the guys, what they can do on the field through the events they're doing, and then also you get to sit down with the guys and get to know them a little bit more. We knocked a lot of that stuff kind of out of the way in terms of with the Senior Bowl and the other all-star games, but it also lets us follow up with some other questions and sit down and talk with guys that we haven't had a chance to meet with yet.
And there's really no most important part of the process, is it? It's all...
I think it's the whole process.
Yeah, sort of a mosaic. And with each guy, one thing might stand out.
But, sure.
You're looking for things that, I guess, that sort of stand out and make sure you don't see red flags, but for the most part... It's the whole process. It's not the combine. It's not the pro day.
Right.
It's everything.
I think with the combine, too, it's kind of a checks and balance thing, because if a guy shows out really well and he looked the same way on film, it kind of says, okay, we're in the right direction there. If a guy is the opposite, you know, go back, look at some more film, and find out why.
All right. I know, as scouts often do, they're on social media, but you probably don't know it. Are you a social media guy?
Not
at all.
Oh,
you're not?
No.
Okay. Well, there you go.
You've got one of those little anonymous accounts.
No, not at all.
We got some social questions for you from Twitter. Jake is restless asking you, are you guys looking to go all defense in this draft?
I would say not necessarily. I think obviously we have some needs on defense that we like to fill, but the same thing on offense. But the other thing that you got to kind of figure is that, you know, free agency start in early March. So I think, you know, there'll be guys that there that we'd like to target, and that kind of narrows the scope, I think, in terms of guys for the draft. I think, you know, obviously we want really talented players, but are also guys that are cultural Jaguar fits regardless of the position. So I think, you know, I wouldn't say we're all defense, but we'll see what happens.
At Jayville Jaguars, does Jalen Ramsey make more sense as a free safety or a cornerback? And how much have you seen of Ramsey?
Ramsey's a really good player. I think he actually has the ability to play both. It just kind of depends on what scheme fit he's in at the team he's with. He's played inside and outside corner, and he's played free safety. You know, he's a real versatile guy. He's got the size for both spots.
How rare is that? That's what you hear about him, is that he truly can play both. Mm-hmm. And you often hear of guys who maybe could, but how rare is it to have a guy that truly can do it and projects at either position?
Yeah, you don't find those guys too often. So,
Mark, we appreciate your time. It's good to see you, and good luck to you in the next few weeks.
Thank you.
I'm sure we'll talk to you again in Indianapolis.
Sure, appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
There he is.
Mark, thank you, bud.
Mark Ellens, the Jaguars Director of College Scouting, and, of course, speaking of the Combine, we'll be at Lucas Oil Stadium for our coverage February 22nd through 27th. Jaguars.com live each day from the Media Center. And that's less than 3 weeks away. Preparations are underway. Join us right here on Jaguars.com. JP Shadrick, John Osier, our thanks to Mark Ellens. Good to see him in studio today.
Yeah, it was good. And I go back with Mark to 2001, or both at the Colts, and happy for him. It's a big opportunity, and I think he'll do well.
Big change, too. I mean, because you're out on the road for over 200 days a year a lot of times. A lot of these scouts are. And now it's more of an office managerial role a lot of times.
Yeah, the life of a road scout is a interesting, very unglamorous job. Yeah. And but usually, Dave Caldwell did it. Usually the guys who are GMs have done that, and they've put in their work. And it's really, we didn't ask Mark about this, but it's really where they hone their fundamentals. And they're there every day, they're looking, and they're getting feedback from guys who have done it before. And you really have to earn your stripes to get to the point where Mark and Dave are.
Yeah, and the process ahead for this group, as you talked about the combine coming up, they're already scheduling out interviews because all 32 teams have 60 players they can talk to. So that's coming up. They're starting that process. They've started that process a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it's a year-round process, and they know exactly where they're going each week, and they're usually so far ahead of where you would think they are. And I'm sure they are, JP.
Absolutely. Hey, get your tickets for next season. Call 633-2000 or visit jaguars.com/tickets. On sale now. All the home games, the division games, except for the Colts game. That's in London. Everybody else here at Everbank Field. Let's welcome in our second guest today. He is the NFL draft and NFL lead writer for Bleacher Report. A good friend, Matt Miller's on the phone line. What's up in San Francisco, Matt?
Oh, it's crazy out here. Like day three of Radio Row and all the excitement that comes with that.
We'll get to all that coming up. Give him a follow at NFL Draft Scout on Twitter. Before we get to the Super Bowl and all that, let's go back to Mobile, Alabama. The Senior Bowl recap, really one of the first big events of the pre-draft process. Any standouts for you, and how did this compare to years past in Mobile?
Well, I thought that this year's event was amazing. I mean, it just gets better every year thanks to, you know, the work of Phil Savage and his staff. But I thought the talent pool was, you know, I always compare year to year. I thought it was better than last year, but that 2014 group with Derek Carr and Aaron Donald and Zach Martin, that's still the best one that I've seen. So it was a good year. You know, obviously the hot names that everyone's kind of talking about are Carson Wentz, the quarterback from North Dakota State, who had a very good week. Braxton Miller, the former quarterback turned wide receiver from Ohio State, I thought he had the best week of anyone there and probably opened the most eyes in terms of, like, what's a really, really good group. It's just the defensive line. I mean, they were so dominant. You talk about Austin Johnson from Penn State and Jahad Ward from Illinois, Vernon Butler from Louisiana Tech, Noah Spence from Eastern Kentucky. You know, there were probably a solid 7 to 10 first-rounders on the field down there, which is great considering how many underclassmen we have coming out now.
Matt, I saw a couple of guys actually this week had Spence projected in the top 10. Is that just sort of post-Senior Bowl euphoria, or do you see him as maybe a guy who could crack that?
No, I don't think that's the old Mobile bump that a lot of guys get. I put him in the top 10 myself. I think that obviously there are going to be questions about Noah Spence off the field because, you know, he was dismissed from Ohio State by the Big Ten, landed at EKU. So I think the questions were, this guy hasn't played football in a while, and then you see him dominate a lower level of competition. So you want to know, is he still the real deal? Is he still that guy we saw at Ohio State who dominated and was their best defender? And I think seeing him against that North squad all week in practice and then seeing him on the field, he really just showed up and answered all the questions. So obviously every team's going to have to do their homework and dig in on this kid and see, you know, how do they feel about his background. But just judging him on the field, his upside, his athleticism, I think he's a shoe-in as a top 10 pick.
Okay, going to talk Jaguars a little bit now. You're one of the few who kind of break from the pack and don't have them with Ramsey, don't have them with Bosa. UCLA kid, right? I mean, that's...
Yeah, Miles Jack, right. The linebacker from UCLA. And you know, my reasons for this, I think he's a rare talent at linebacker. And I think once Gus Bradley and the crew get a look at him, they're going to say, man, this could be our Bobby Wagner. You know, this could be our guy who is a coverage linebacker. He can lock down the run. He might be the best running back in this draft if he wanted to play on offense. Like, this kid is that athletic. And he is coming back from a meniscus injury that cut his season short, but he's already running. He's already jumping. I'm not sure if he'll work out at the combine, but I know that he's prepping to have his pro day. And when it just all comes down to who's the best player on the board at number five, if Miles Jack is there, that's got to be a slam dunk of a pick.
Matt Miller is with us from Bleacher Report, the NFL draft and NFL lead writer. And earlier this week on the site, Matt, you had a story, an idea of the top 20 players of 2020. You look ahead a handful of years. Here's some of the top five. Tyron Smith, the left tackle for the Cowboys. One, Fournette, the running back out of LSU. You had him at two. Tyron Matthew, the Cardinals safety. Watt, Luck, of course. And then Dante Fowler Jr. is 13th. He's the only Jaguar on the list. No Bortles, no A-Rob. What gives?
You know, it was tough. When you narrow it down to just 20 players, that sounds like a lot until you have to make a list. And then it's like, man, I really wanted to put Allen Robinson up there because I'm a huge fan of his. He missed it by one point. So he was so close to being in there. But the way we did it was, or the way I did it, excuse me, was, you know, each category of a player gets a point. So, you know, like arm strength, you get so many points for. And when it came down to it, there weren't many quarterbacks in the top 20, which is actually how I wanted it, because I think too often we talk about who are the best players in football and you just automatically name five quarterbacks instead of talking about who's really the best guy at his position. You know, it's the difference from J.J. Watt to Muhammad Wilkerson greater than the difference from Tom Brady to Aaron Rodgers or whoever that might be. So it's kind of fun to try to break from the mold and only put in a couple quarterbacks. You know, Andrew Luck was on there, and I, you know, he might have been the only quarterback in the top 20 now that I think of it. But there were definitely, you know, Blake Bortles was definitely very, very close to being in there. You know, Cam Newton didn't make the top 20 either. So it was a pretty strict grading scale, but you guys know I'm a fan of the way that the Jaguars have drafted. I think you have a very bright future. You know, you have the left tackle, quarterback, star wide receiver, an up-and-coming running back. And once Dante Fowler gets back on the field next year, you have a guy who was tied for my number one grade in last year's draft. So it's the future's pretty bright down there for you guys.
People here know about Fowler, Matt, but they haven't seen him. So there's still a little bit of a mystery. Why so high on him still for you, and sort of what kind of player do you think he'll be?
Well, yeah, I think the thing to remember is that ACL injuries are not what they used to be. You know, it's not a career ender. A lot of times it's just a temporary setback. And when I watched Fowler at Florida, I saw a guy who could do it all. And you always want to look for that player who can truly take over a game, and he's able to do that from a rush edge spot, whether it's with his hand in the dirt or standing up. And from just an athletic standpoint, you start to talk about a guy who is in that Khalil Mack, Von Miller, Joey Porter type range of an athlete. You know, to be 260 pounds and run a 4.6 flat to 40, to have, you know, a 7.43 cone, he has strength, he has long arms, he has power. And when it came to it last year, it was like, okay, what's this kid's weakness? And it was, well, he's only played defensive end for 1 year. Like, that was the only weakness on the guy. So as long as everything's clean with the knee, I think he has a chance to be a 10-sack guy right out of the gate.
And not just a pass rusher, right? I mean, there's more that he
can
do.
Not just a pass rusher. Yep, not just a pass rusher. With his size, you know, there are times he played defensive tackle at Florida. So he's accustomed to stopping the run. He has the strength to stop the run. He can do it all. And as we see teams start to incorporate more of a read option, allowing the quarterback to run more, you need guys like Dante Fowler who can truly set and hold the edge. So when you're playing the Andrew Lux or when you're playing the Cam Newton, he's a guy who can completely change what the offense does.
Matt Miller from Bleacher Report is with us in the Bay Area. Super Bowl 50 coming up this Sunday. Yeah, how's Media Row been? And be honest, did you go to the media party last night?
I did not. I did not go to the media party last night. Radio Row is starting to heat up today. What's crazy is they have a DJ in here every day playing, like, loud music on Radio Row. I don't understand it at all. But it's been fun. I mean, this is my fourth year. So I'm starting to get the hang of it, but it's insane. You know, you just sleep when you can, and the rest of the time your mouth is constantly moving.
Expectations for the game, who you got Sunday?
I picked Carolina. I think it'll be a close game, and you know, my spiel on this is that I think you have two very good defenses, especially in terms of pass rush, two, you know, teams built through the middle of the field. So it's all about which offense can get one big play, and I think Carolina is in better position, to get that one big play.
Matt Miller from Bleacher Report. Give him a follow at NFL Draft Scout. We appreciate your time. Enjoy it this week, and we'll see you in Indianapolis for the Combine coming up.
Can't wait, and make sure you pack your coat because you know it's going to be cold there.
It always is. Matt Miller joining us. We appreciate it here on Jaguars.com Live. Always interesting to chat with him. We enjoy seeing him at the Combine all the time. We missed him at the Senior Bowl this year. But we'll have a lot of these kind of guys coming up in the next few weeks as we get closer and closer to the Combine and the pre-draft rolls along.
Yeah, and the thing about Matt is he really doesn't follow the pack. Nobody else has really talked about Miles Jack very much for the Jaguars, and that's a high pick for number five, but it makes a lot of sense. So it's he's definitely worth a read.
Well done, John.
As you as well.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't.
Mark Ellens was fantastic. We appreciate the Jags Director of College Scouting for joining us. Matt Miller as well. For everyone involved, this is JP Shadrick. We'll see you next week. Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank.